oh, I was shocked. I was scared, you know, but I guess that's what it takes. You know, Coach Lev, like 30 years of experience. You know, this is my second year, so of course I got to sit back and listen and just, you know, go with the process. So
Brandon, what did he tell you this morning? What was the conversation like?
Basically just challenged me, see if I was mentally strong. He knew that I was in pain and it hurts, but he also knows that it's one of those things where you have to get out there and push yourself and just be mentally tough and challenge myself. So, you know, I was kind of hesitant at first, but you see I got a smile on my face, so I'm kind of happy about that.
This is the time you need to listen to your older statesman?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes you don't have no choice. But if it was up to me, I wouldn't have went. Coach, you know, got me out there. I'm feeling good.
At what percent do you think your quad is right now?
Good enough to go out there and catch a few balls, so
80.
It's good enough.
90.
Something.
Brandon, you caught a pass on Champ Bailey. How did that help your confidence coming back your first day?
Well, I mean, that's just second nature. You know, Champ, you know, he's probably the best corner out there, but, you know, with the great play call and Jake putting right there, it wasn't that tough of a catch.
How sore are you now?
It's definitely sore, but it's part of the process. Probably be sore for the next week or so. Just keep pushing myself, keep practicing and being aggressive on it. And one day I'm going to wake up and the pain's going
to
be gone.
Yeah, we talked to Mike and he said you've never been injured before. And so you might not have known, you know, when you come back, it's not going to be completely, you know, you're not going to feel perfect, but you have to push through it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I told you guys last year, my PCL injury in preseason last year was the first time I was ever injured and missed any football since I was Pop Warner. Never missed any ball. So it's more mentally challenging for me, and that's probably all it was. And it probably took Coach Shanahan and Greek to get me out there and push me to be able to, you know, be aggressive on it and don't be so, you know, gun shy.
Did they show you the MRI and say, you know, there's no muscle damage? Did that give you some confidence that you could go out and you're not going to hurt yourself further?
Oh, they could show me and tell me anything they want, but I knew how my leg felt. And like I said, it was my first time ever being injured, so especially pulling the muscle. And it was just one of those things where I know how my body felt and it wasn't feeling good and it wasn't 100%. Sometimes I walk up a step wrong and I feel it. But I guess it's that scar tissue that's built up in there that you gotta break up and, you know, work through that.
Is it like riding a bike at all once you did get out there?
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's still a little rusty a little bit. And hopefully, we got a month before the regular season, so I got a couple preseason games to clean it all up.
Fran, did you feel any pressure as far as just getting back on the field so you're ready for the regular season?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I felt pressure. I mean, I was getting a little frustrated in the organization as far as coaches and players. You know, we're a team, you know, we're a family. So, you know, it's one part to the puzzle, and I was missing, you know. So everybody was getting frustrated.
That most recent MRI, when did you take it?
A couple days ago. I thought I had a minor setback last week, but it was just scar tissue in there. And like I said, it was me not being mentally tough. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a day where I'm feeling a little down in the future. And it's just one of those things where I have to push through.
Brandon, is the toughest thing when you go in and out of cuts?
A little bit of both, but, you know, that's just that muscle moving. And, you know, you got to break that scar tissue up, like I said before. But it felt great. Like when I first got out there, we were just jogging and we were running fade routes in the end zone, 5-yard route. And I felt like, why the heck they got me out here? But as I went, you know, just listening to coach, it warmed up perfect. And actually they told me I was supposed to be done within the first 20 minutes. I was supposed to do the warm up, but it warmed up so good that I just kept jumping in there. And they were like, you just go in there? I was like, yeah. It was like, don't go in there more. Then I'll go back in there. So finally, Greek had to grab me and say, don't go back in there no more.
Did you push it full tilt at all?
Well, I didn't open up to 100%, but I opened up to where I can compete and actually get some wins under my belt and get my confidence going.
Obviously, Hickson and Stokely have had good camps. What's your observations from them being out here?
Oh, I'm excited to get back. I think, personally, we have the best receiver core in the nation. And if we just stay healthy and get healthy, I think we're not going to be able to, you know, be stopped. I mean, you have Tony Scheffler, Daniel Graham, Nate Jackson, and at tight end. I mean, who are we going to play? We got the big beast in the backfield, Mike Bell and T. Henry, and even Cecil Sapp. So I think we have a lot of weapons, and if we stay healthy, I think we're going to be really good and probably be the best offense in the country.
Thanks.